Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Proverbs chapter 19, verse 21. Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. That is a good word, isn't it? Like, many are the plans in the mind of a man. You think about all the plans you and I have come up with at different points in our lives. We're like, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Like, the plans of our mind come and go. They vary, they shift. We think about some plans we've made that we thought were the greatest thing in the world. Like, if only this could happen. And then they actually did happen, and we realized that wasn't the greatest thing in the world. That actually wasn't helpful at all. So our plans, created by our finite minds, are oftentimes, let's be honest, foolish minds. And I don't mean that to sound overly negative, but just to be real, like, we often make foolish plans because we don't have all knowledge, we don't have all perspective, we make plans, we don't realize how it's going to affect this person or that person. We make plans for our lives that we don't realize is going to lead to this or that. And so in the end, we make some foolish plans. It is good to know that it's the purpose of the Lord that will stand. That God's purpose, he doesn't flounder. He has all knowledge. He has all perspective. He never has done or will do anything foolish. Never. He's all wise. It's good to know that it's only the purpose of the all-wise God that will stand. So doesn't that lead us then to pray today and just submit our plans to his purpose? To pray, oh God, you are all wise. You are all good. Everything you do is good. And your purposes will be accomplished. And we are so thankful for that. We are so thankful because your purpose is good. It is good because it brings you glory, and it is good because by your grace, it's good for us. Oh God, we praise you that your purpose involves the salvation of sinners for the glory of your name. That your purpose is to save sinners like me, like others who are listening to this, by the cross of Christ, that we might be reconciled to you, that we might live in relationship with you that will last forever for eternal life. We are so thankful that that purpose will stand. So God, we yield our plans to you today. We lay our plans down and we pray, have your way. Have your way in our lives. Have your way in our families. Have your way in our churches. Have your way with us, we pray. Lead us, guide us, direct us according to your purposes, not our plans. And as we make plans, which we need to do when it comes to this or that in our lives, please, please, please help us to yield our plans continually to you and to make our plans in accordance with your purpose, in alignment with your purpose. Help us to plan for the spread of your glory in the world. Help us to plan for the spread of your gospel in others' lives. Help us to plan for your love, your mercy, your grace to be made known through whatever plans we make, because we know this is ultimately your purpose, because we want our plans ultimately to fulfill your purpose that will stand. So we pray, yielding our plans to you for the accomplishment of your purpose in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.